One, two, three.
Sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's what's.
What up, y'all? It's Sizzin. Sorry about that. I had to fix my necklace. The old dick was showing. You know what I'm saying?
What?
You ever heard that saying?
No.
If the very back clasp of a necklace
Excuse
is around the front.
Excuse me? If the clasp of the necklace is in the front.
That has nothing to do with the.
Hold on. If the clasp is in the front.
Yes.
Then your dick is showing?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't know. There's no joke. That's just what it's called. I don't know if you guys never went to middle school, high school, but I've noticed in the camera. I don't know if we're live feeding, but I was like, oh, man.
Coach, have we ever live feeded?
I was like, the old D's showing. I better fix that real quick. But anyways, y'all, I'm Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I'm also the gambler on the show. Sports will be back, and I'll be gambling again. Lunch, over to you.
Guys, I mean, I owe an apology. Because I thought, okay, last year the match between Tiger and Phil was the dumbest thing I've ever seen on TV, I think, maybe. And then the one this week.
You bought the one last year?
No, I bought
the Thanksgiving one, you bought it?
No, like I didn't buy it because I was so stupid. Like
right,
I saw,
right, but you didn't see it though.
I saw highlights and it was terrible.
Nah, that's not the same.
And everybody on, no, it ended up not being paid for last year. It was free.
Because there were glitches.
Yeah, there was glitches.
It was actually
glitches.
2 years ago. It was 2018.
I was like, I know I saw it. Like, I'm like, no, but I didn't pay for it. And it was terrible and it took forever. Let me tell you, this was so entertaining and so fun this weekend. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I didn't watch the whole thing. No, I didn't stay there and sit there for 5 hours
what did
or
you
however
watch?
Long. I watched probably the first 9 holes.
Okay. See, here's what bothers me about this.
Here's what bothers me about you. You're breaking it down like this is some algebraic experiment. Just talk about it, Eddie.
The thing is, I feel like Ricky, who else played the last one? It was Ricky. It was Dustin. It was
but they played
Rory,
by themselves, right?
What?
Oh, you're talking about, okay, the weekend
the
before.
The last weekend match. I felt like that was better, more competitive.
Well, no crap. There weren't these scrub quarterbacks playing.
Right. And this one, I feel like the trash talk was dumb. Brady sucked. I mean, Brady literally was the friend that you invite, the fourth dude, where you're just like, oh my gosh, man, can you just like just ride and chill and drink beer and not play anymore?
Yes, let me tell you. I felt like Brady. I felt so bad for him, first of all. Because he put himself out there on a national audience. Like, he's used to being the maestro.
He's the GOAT.
Yes, he's the GOAT. Nah. He's used to dominating and always looking good. And he put himself in a vulnerable spot and said, hey, I'll go out here for charity and have millions of people watch my golf game. And you saw him, I believe you saw him get frazzled because one bad shot into two bad shots into, oh my gosh, do you know where my ball went?
And I've always disliked Tom Brady. Always. I've always disliked Tom Brady. He's a cheater to me. I don't like his personality. It's just, I don't like the dude. But this solidified that I really don't like the dude for two reasons.
Why?
The first reason is stop it with the dosh darn it every shot that you mess up.
He dropped some F.
No, he would do it when he was far away from cameras.
No,
and
they were definitely having to mute some stuff tons
of
times.
They for sure muted anybody. Golly to darn it. Oh, dead numb it. Okay, Tom, be the real Tom and throw F-bombs every time you screw up. And say, and I mean, if someone talks trash to you, throw the middle finger like you normally would.
No.
One.
No, did anybody else throw the middle finger?
No, because they're not like him.
Oh, Tiger's not like that?
Nah.
Tiger doesn't drop F-bombs?
Sure he does.
But did he drop them yesterday?
But not like Tiger's not yelling like at Edelman like Brady does during
Stop.
A game.
Tiger slam. He yells at the crowd when they make a noise. Tiger curses too. You have to understand that they understand the camera is right there. And so they're trying to be, this is a charity thing. They can get frustrated, but they don't want to get too angry. And he did. Tom Brady made me feel so like, because you know, he wanted to, you want to get away like those Southwest Airlines commercials, because it was just snowballing and everybody was like, oh my gosh.
Did you see, dude, the one time, I mean, Brady had some pretty comical moments. So there was, his ball got lost and the guy was saying, hey, there's a red line. Look for the red line that your balls, you're going to do two clubs and that's where you're going to hit from. And Brady goes, I don't see the red line. And the guy goes, well, you just imagine from one red stick to another red stick. Imagine there's a red line right there. And Brady goes, okay. Okay. So
he's an idiot.
Guys, no, it was amazing seeing him not the most powerful guy on the field or whatever.
Yes.
Because he was honestly, he goes, guys, can you please help me? I don't know where I need to put my ball.
Exactly.
He was asking the crew.
And that's fine because he didn't know the real rules. He probably, when he plays, just drops a ball.
Well, let's be real. When's the last time he played? He's Tom Brady. He needs to train. He's busy. The rest of the dudes, other guys, they play golf nonstop every single day. Peyton, he ain't got crap to do. The dude plays golf all the time.
And here's what I will say. I did do at least 3 hours of research on this bad boy. Me and Sore Losers Locked ended up cleaning up on it. What I was able to figure out and deduce is that Brady is not that great at golf. Peyton is significantly better. I knew it wasn't going to matter on the front nine. Front nine, it was basically Tiger versus Phil. The back nine is where their shots were going to become huge because they actually had to use some of the quarterback's
shots. Yeah, they were doing the scramble, yeah.
Yeah, so on the front nine, I knew it was Tiger and Phil, and let's be real. Tiger has actually played very well recently. Have they had some months off? Sure. Phil, if you look at his last five,
he's been terrible.
Phil has been dog crap. So I said, this is a home run right here. Why would you not go Tiger? And Manning is significantly better than Brady.
It wasn't a home run. It was a one run game.
Let me say this. The score was closer than it was. I mean, it was so dang close to being up four. And Manning, for whatever reason, missed an easy putt, which would have, I mean, it could have easily been five or six.
Yeah.
Yes, they won by one, but I mean, they were very.
Whoever
Woods was way better.
Whoever was in charge of the format really killed it. It was good because
I guess they do that kind of format because I think it kind of makes everybody pretty even.
Yes,
it's hard to blow somebody out in that format.
Because what we would normally do in the golf course like that, we would do a rollover. Like, all right, whoever. So this next one, we've tied the last four. This one's worth five skins. They didn't do that. If they would have done this, the score would have been like Tiger and Peyton by like 10 strokes.
I should have probably watched. I watched a little bit of highlights of the back nine, and that's why the alternating shots. I mean, genius, because you knew that, okay, so it's just going to be Tiger versus Phil the whole time.
Yeah, and then some of the holes, it would be Tiger versus Brady. Okay, well, who's going to win this one?
and what's funny is I tweeted because Brady hit like, I feel like seven bad shots in a row, and I tweeted,
oh,
I'm
seven,
like.
Seven, like 50.
Oh, I tweeted, I was like, oh my gosh, this is Tom Brady, blah, 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 making fun of it. And then the next hole is the one he holes out. And I'm like, okay, so I talk trash about Brady, and he does what Brady does. He's like, quit talking trash about me. He puts it in the hole. That was awesome.
Well,
then he split his pants.
He told Charles Barkley, he's like, suck it, Charles.
Yes,
yeah,
that was
sucking
awesome.
Ass. Like, but literally, like, it's crazy the psychology of these dudes. That's literally how his mind works.
Yes.
Talk crap to him, doubt him, and it'll fuel him.
Dude, he drained that from 100 out.
Hey, you talk crap to me, guess what I'm going to do? Start crying. Like, and give up. Like, that's the problem. Like, they have different minds.
But
different.
I will disagree with you guys. You said the crap talking wasn't good. I thought it was pretty funny.
It was okay.
There was one time, Phil Mickelson goes, hey, Tiger, will you go mark your ball? He's like, you got a golf cart. Will you go mark it? Because Phil honestly thought he was going to hit Tiger's ball from 100 out. And Tiger goes, if you hit it, you win the hole. And then Phil goes, well, Tiger, do you have any U.S. Open medals I can mark it with? He's like, none of those crappy silver ones. Do you have any gold ones I can mark it with?
Yeah, that's
dude,
good.
They were going back and forth.
Now,
I'm talking about funny.
Like the quarterbacks. Like Peyton was doing all like SEC. I mean, I'm wearing
And then Brady takes the head cover like, what is this? And act like he's going to step up.
Guys,
that was
stop.
So dumb. That was
start
that
making
was,
fun of each other's
fake.
Moms. Then we can do the
yes,
real stuff.
But I think the PGA could learn from this and mic up the golfers. Like, I'm sorry, but it would be.
I don't think they want to be mic'd up. Like
no, I understand they don't want to be.
Oh, coach,
but
coach.
You want a more entertaining product? You want me to watch the John Deere Classic on a Sunday? I will be watching when I get to sit there and listen in to caddy and player, even if they're not talking trash to each other, but at least I get to hear caddy and player talking about the strategy on their shot. I would love the mic'd up on a John Deere Classic.
They don't want to be mic'd up at all.
I know
Dude,
they
you
don't.
You could tell for 5 hours.
Do
like
you
Tiger,
want
Tiger was on pins and needles because he's like, I don't want to say the wrong thing.
I don't want to drop an F-bomb. I don't.
Well, it's not only that, coach. It's like the mics in the middle of their swings fall off. Like, it was like, did you see Brady's shot that he holed from 150 or whatever? Like, the mic fell off.
Yeah, the thing was they had multiple apparatuses up their butt.
Yeah,
and then they also had the earpiece. And there was a couple times, I don't know if you guys saw Phil flip out, but apparently in his backswing, the earpiece went off.
Yes.
And he goes off mic. He tried to like hide his mic or something. He goes, that's the second time that's happened in my backswing. Because whatever.
Yeah,
sometimes
Charles Barkley. Barkley's talking while he's trying to hit.
And did you hear Justin Thomas make fun of Barkley? He told him, I'd like to see your fat ass try to dunk a basketball right now.
And they were saying, like, they're like, Chuck, you see that shrub right in front of him? You think you could clear that shrub about 5 feet in front of that? But Justin Thomas was good. His analysis was good.
Really good. And
really good.
Phil, like, it was entertaining. Like, I'm saying, like, it was.
No, Justin Thomas, he was honest. At one point, he goes, yeah, I didn't honestly get a great look at it, but I think it breaks right. He goes, but I'm not as close as I need to be. But he's like, I'm going to just say it breaks right.
Going into it, I thought it was going to be like a dumpster fire, a train wreck, just crap. But
I mean, it started dumpster fire. It was freaking raining monsooning.
Well, but that wasn't what I was looking at. I'm talking about just the golf and Brady, like Brady sucking made it even better because he hung in there and a little bit. I felt for him because I'm like, we've all had those days where every shot is going and it just snowballs. But also, Phil Mickelson can retire from golf right now and be the best golf announcer on TV there is.
Probably.
Well,
he's so good.
He reminds me of the old man that you get paired with when you go. It's like, okay, man, look, I heard you the first 10 times when you told me you think it's going to fade to the right. Like, he's just, all right, okay. You see the line right there? Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a little bit to the right. You're gonna watch it. Don't hit it too hard. The middle. Go normal.
Does Phil know his stuff? Yes. And would he be a great announcer? Probably, because he's just going to be the Tony Romo of golf. Such an expert that he's going to be good. But would he be kind of annoying as a partner? Yes. Because there was the time they go, hey, Phil, break this down exactly. How are you going to hit this? Well, you see, the grains go down, so it's going to go a lot faster. What I'm going to try and do is just nudge it up there, and then the grains are always going to take it to the left. But the grain is now dew-soaked. So when it's grain dew-soaked, it will always go dew-soaked left, right. What? Like, there were sometimes I was like, what is this guy talking about?
Okay, he's talking over your head, but they asked him to break it. No. They asked him to break it down, and you got to see inside the mind of one of the greatest golfers on the planet. You got to see exactly how these guys think and why they do what they do, because they look at the grain, and when it's wet, it breaks differently. I think that is awesome actual insight into why they're doing certain things and how the wet grass makes them hit it different. I mean, it was just a great day for golf. Like, it was a win.
Yeah, and I will say, I mean, props to Manning, because that last hole, it was getting dark out. I don't know how overtime was going to work, but it was going to be darker in hell, so I'm just glad they finished on the 18th.
Yes.
But Manning made a hell of a shot. He hit it on the green when there was water to the right. Folks, Tommy Fleetwood, same situation, lost a tournament, and he's a pro. I mean, that wasn't if Peyton swings it to the right, guys, it's a tie game, and we're into the overtimes, but Manning made an absolutely clutch shot in a sport that isn't even his number one sport.
So do you think Phil and Brady had a chance to win this?
No,
because Coach Manning was significantly better. Brady was not great.
Here's the thing. I mean, the way they set it up, it made it for them a chance to win it because they didn't do the carryovers. Like you said,
yeah. And they played Tiger's course.
And I think they knew that if they carried it over, it'd have been over in like an hour.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be, and there were no, everybody would have tuned out. So they made it a little more dramatic, but I never really thought, Phil and Brady are going to win this. I mean, because I quit watching really because I was like, oh, okay, I've seen what I need to see. I should have watched a little bit of the alternating ball. I was entertained. It was fun. It was good. It was good TV.
It was.
But here's the thing, the alternating ball could have been better, but they would end up going with Brady's drive or Manning's drive. So then the pros got to do the second shot.
Yeah, that would have been better.
It would have been more fascinating if,
they just did alternating shot, not
alternating
best ball.
Shot,
right.
Not
so,
best ball.
So what you needed, is the times we wanted Brady and Manning to shank it in the back nine, they didn't. If they would have, then they would have been the second shot.
Yeah, because all they have to do is put it in the fairway, and they know Phil or Tiger's putting it on
and
the
so
green.
And then it was just like the quarterbacks are putting. So it could have been better. We could have saw a little shank city more, but they dialed it up, Manning and Brady, and shot. They drove pretty well on the back nine.
I mean, Brady's pants splitting open.
I missed that. I heard him talking about it, but I missed what happened.
I think it was the hole he dunked it in.
Yeah, that's
he
one.
He bent over to get it and right down the butt crack. Under Armour.
Tight.
Dude, I will say,
but wear the loose pants.
Hey, Brady, kind of. I know, people are going to say their own thing. I kind of thought Brady was more likable. I didn't.
Thank you.
I didn't think I was going to like him as much as I did. He was chill when he started sucking. Like,
oh, man.
I mean, he started sucking bad, but he was still like joking around, kind of ripping on his own shot. And then there was the time when he drained. So you saw him from the lowest of lows, and then he drained that 100-foot shot, and he was like, "Suck it, Chuck." Then he got cocky in the next four. Well,
then you saw his personality is the problem.
But
these guys are so scared to show their personality. If they want to show it.
Well, Tiger didn't show any of his personality.
Tiger never shows his personality.
All Tiger cared about was cleaning his clubs. Like
I think,
Coach, we found out Tiger's personality when he got busted. Like that's the thing. Like,
exactly.
What he likes to hook up.
Yeah. If we just if you knew Tiger, if he was mic'd up all the time, being like, oh hey Bones, check out that. Look at that hottie over there. Then we would know, like, there's Tiger, man. Loves the ladies. But we would never know that.
Who do you think was the most real with the personality on the course?
Yesterday?
Phil. Definitely not Tiger. I would say Phil.
See, I think Peyton Manning seemed like a cool guy. Like, he comes off just like
he's putting on a show, though.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know if that's really how Peyton Manning is.
No,
or if he's just camera Peyton Manning.
He's camera. He thought he was doing a commercial when he was in the golf cart, and he was talking so slow. Everything he did was so calculated.
I feel like that's how he talks, though.
It is, but he's a lot more vulgar and dirty. Like now he's going.
You think he's dirtier?
See, I don't think Peyton Manning's dirty at all.
So oh, I bet he goes real dirty. But he's like, I'm not gonna wear red. That's a Georgia color. They said I was gonna do that because Tiger wore it. I said no, thank you. I mean, he was talking so slow and everything was so thought out.
Okay, out of the four, who would you hang out with? Who would you be friends with?
It's a great question. I'm going to definitely not go.
Oh, man, that's tough. Like, who would I want to play a round of golf with?
No, hang out. Be friends. Invite to your wedding. I mean.
Phil.
I hate to say it, but I'm going to have to say Brady because he's a cool cat. Like, even though golf isn't his number one sport, I still came away watching that and thinking he's a badass. Like, because he was confident.
Yeah.
But I definitely liked him more after watching him struggle and deep down, you know, he was just going, oh, my gosh.
But he really kept it together, Coach.
But deep down, he had to be thinking, man, is this how it's going to go all day? And I have to do this for 5 hours on national TV.
This is the part that was so stupid. When they first got on, they were like, and of course, the GOAT, Tom Brady, he's been here for 6 hours. He was the first one on the range. He's been practicing. Guys, because he hasn't swung a club in 10 years. Like
he needed it.
He was really worried that he was going to suck really bad. He was trying to learn the game of golf in 6 hours.
And he got in his own head, and he did suck. The little trash talk got the fire going, got the competitiveness.
Hey, one of my favorite, though, trash talking was when Peyton misses the putt and Brady goes, Eli would have made that.
Yeah, oh, so good.
It was also funny when, I don't know who was ripping on who, but they were talking about Brady, or I guess Peyton. That was actually funny what he said. He goes, I think a good caddy for Brady would be Gronk, because Gronk just follows him everywhere and does what he wants. He's like, yeah, go play wrestling for a year and then come back and will you follow me to Tampa? He's like, he's just kind of like a little dog that would follow around and
do good
as a caddy.
That's good stuff.
Dude, did you guys see the one there? Apparently there was a hole where if they made it, everybody in America would have got a six pack of Michelob Ultra.
Coach, I thought of you as soon as I I'm like,
dang
great.
It. Oh, hole in one?
Yeah, it was a par three.
That's funny.
So, I mean, it had a shot, but dang, that would have been crazy.
So, question though. When these guys, when like Brooks Koepka and Russell Wilson and all of them, when they call in, the Russell Wilson's different. Because I feel like that was a sponsored donation.
Absolutely.
Okay. It was. You don't say. Hey, Brooks, are you gonna do another 100,000? Yeah, guys.
Not Brooks. I'm not talking about him. His. I think that was 100,000. No big deal.
Oh, Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. Dude, he's like brought to you by Wheels Up, my sponsor. Like all this stuff. Like, okay, it was
Coach.
Partnered.
There was stuff that was obviously sponsored and already figured out beforehand. Obviously, Brooks Koepka was gonna call in because they showed his tweet 30 minutes before he then called in and said 100. There were people that were already played into that.
Felt like it was. I mean, you may be right, and maybe
so
I wait, got. Maybe,
so Eddie, you think spur of the moment, Brooks Koepka's watching the event and decides to call in.
Tweets it out, and then all the PGA guys are like, "Hey, call Brooks real quick, see if you can call in."
Man, that's weird. For someone that's being in TV, you are so stupid.
You're like, all that stuff is orchestrated.
I feel like you're the TV guy, so I thought you would come to us and say, "Oh my gosh, that's so dumb. It's all pre-planned."
Really?
100%.
I mean, I thought the Russell Wilson on the video camera, like a video call, absolutely. But Brooks Or even Charles just saying, like, I'll throw 50 in right now.
Well, that's off
I think
the
that's
cuff.
What they were doing.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, maybe.
Now,
maybe
I think, right. Now you Charles may be off the cuff.
It was.
Because he doesn't know what Brooks is going to say. He's just like, okay, we're going to do this. And then just in the moment, he says.
Because, like, if Kepka's doing it, I mean, then where was Spieth? Like, where was all the other rich golfers, you know, throwing him in?
Right. Not all of them have to do it, but Brooks probably had a sponsor. Said, hey, you call in and do this.
So none of these guys donate $100,000 of their own money?
No, I'm guarantee it's all partnered or something. Really? Not like Kepka lost $300,000 or whatever.
Different. The NBA players that have been sponsoring like the staff at their arenas, that's their straight money.
Right.
Now on this, I
but you don't know. You think.
You want to know
what you're saying? You think that
no, the NBA players.
No, it's both.
I know the NBA players because the NBA players aren't calling anywhere. They're just saying, hey, I'm going to donate, you know, $200,000 to the staff. You know what I mean? Like my next, you know, six paychecks or whatever, going to go to the staff of the arena, you know, stuff like that, which I think it should be the owner's responsibility. The players shouldn't be doing that. But these golfers, when it's on a nationally televised thing and there's little logos there, it tells me that it's all sponsor money, but it could be their own money. But I find it to be crazy.
Hey, you want to know the biggest bust of the whole tournament?
Tell me.
The hole, they have to use the same club the whole hole.
I like that one. That was great.
It offered nothing fascinating, Coach. It literally looks just, maybe do a putter and be wacky as hell. It really didn't make that crazy of shots.
Coach,
it really didn't.
It made Tiger three putt. Like, absolutely. It makes the pros three putt.
But it just wasn't, Coach. I get that maybe a three putt instead of a two putt. It just wasn't that crazy of a come.
If they
off.
Had to use a pitching wedge the whole time
or something like
Coach,
that,
Coach, they're all going to get tens on a par four.
Okay, that's funny.
No,
but that's what I'm saying.
You're going to want to waste time on it.
That's what I'm saying. So you use a five iron, you're there in two anyway. It doesn't matter. Like it doesn't make a difference.
I mean, they bogeyed.
But you can bogey using regular clubs.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, let's see how, like, if they swing really hard, how far can their pitch and wedge go? Like, how that make it different.
150 yards.
Okay, so they could still get a par with a pitching wedge, realistically.
Yeah. No, I mean, you tried putting with a pitching wedge?
No, I'm not saying.
Not really.
But it makes it a lot.
And then everyone starts taking chunks out of the green with their pitching wedge. Oh, okay, bad idea.
And
guys.
The celebrations were funny when they wouldn't touch. But my question is,
they wouldn't touch, but they're all grabbing the sticks.
Not only are they grabbing the sticks, but they hit elbows and say, oh, good match. You're within 3 feet of each other saying good match. So that air that's transferring.
Guys, let's be real. It's outside. It's 3 feet. Who cares?
Like, no, I'm saying. So if you're going to do that, you might as well shake hands.
Well, they're saying now. Have you read articles now?
About what?
About the virus?
I've read some, but I don't know which one you're referring to.
The one that says that really, I mean, they're basing it down to most of the stuff's being transferred by human contact, not even airborne. So this whole 6 foot rule, this whole, you know,
that avoids personally you running into people, hitting people.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking sports in general for the most part. If this is true, like outdoor sports, like baseball, I mean, let it rip then.
But you come into contact with people.
No. Human to human contact. Like,
so you're
like,
saying per your research, one of those dudes playing golf yesterday got Corona.
My research?
No. Because what I'm saying is like...
No. I'm talking about the six-foot rule. They're saying the six-foot rule, for the most part, isn't really the way it's spread.
Well...
You breathing someone's air 3 feet away from you outdoors, not really a thing. Even indoors.
Interesting.
It's human contact, and mostly if you are in someone's household, you're in contact with someone, you hold them, you hold their hands. Have sex with them. Stuff like that. That's how it's changed.
Yeah, because like baseball... I mean,
and I don't
you're
think
running.
Tiger was having sex with Phil.
I mean, that. Hey,
but we're
that
not
would
sure.
be that'd be a new development. Rivals come out as a couple. I mean, like baseball, you say the contact, like holding on a runner on first base. You're pretty much you're
touching. You got to touch. I mean,
right,
like,
but if they're all quarantined, that would be why you'd be allowed to do
but
that.
But coach, a knee touches, elbow touches, whatever. That's not what they're talking about. I'm talking about human touch, you and me, like holding hands.
Do it.
You and me hugging.
Show
each
us
other.
What you mean online.
You
no,
me
no, sleep. Not show me. Coach.
Come over here, spoon with me. That's human touch.
Okay.
Hey, kiss me, dude.
But I'm proud of. I was happy with golf. Like it was very entertaining, and I think golf can take something from this. And I mean,
and that's what I'm saying. You should have watched last week. It was equally good,
dude. I will say, I thought it was gonna be a little bit quicker than that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You place a bet on that, boys. I started watching it too. It didn't start until about 2:30.
Yeah, no, 3:30.
Was it even later than that?
Yes.
Coach, it didn't get over until like 7.
Coach, my wife came in at 6 and was just like,
Coach, they were in golf carts. I thought I was going to an hour and a half have my money.
That's what I mean. Like, why did it take so long?
Hey, but you know what I told my wife?
I don't know.
I gave her, this is the perfect moment to tell her. See, this is why I tell you. Sometimes I play golf and I'm not back in 7 hours. It takes 6 hours sometimes to play golf. She was like, yeah, I guess you're right. So, boys, next time we go, let's go to a bar afterwards.
Hey, so are we playing golf this past weekend? Because you still haven't let me know.
Huh?
You said, hey, I'll let you know. When we walked out of here on Friday or whatever.
Oh, no, we're not playing this weekend.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Dude, he's got the itch now after he watched the match.
I said, hey, you want to play?
Is that what you do? Do you watch TV and you're like, I want to start race car driving?
No, I told you on Friday or whatever. I was like, hey, let's play golf. I'll let you know this weekend. And then you never let me know, so I'm still waiting for that text to say, hey, we're not playing.
Guys, I watched soccer this weekend. I'm ready to get back on the pitch.
Oh, speaking of, man. My indoor season's not coming back. Winter, we don't have a chance to be champs. We are in the semifinals.
Why aren't they coming
back? Dang, dude, of all the sports, this is the most shocking and sad.
NBA's in talks to, you know, play down at Disney. All the baseball's trying to come back. NHL's
coming back, dude.
Soccer. And my indoor soccer league we got an email saying, sorry, there's no chance we can resume the winter league. We'll probably move just to outdoor. And the summer league. Hope you understand.
Email them back with the info I just gave you. Hey, I'll send you the news article.
Hey, so I was reading the Times and
the Wall Street Journal.
Got some research you maybe haven't seen.
Guys, you know what I saw this weekend that was amazing?
Tell me.
Korean baseball.
Oh, you watched it?
I mean, what the coach? It was crazy.
Was it on TV?
Not the. Oh yeah, it was on ESPN.
Coach, they play one game a day or whatever.
I can't lower myself to watch that. Coach, continue.
Watch just 10 minutes of it.
I will to laugh, but not
watch
to bet.
10 minutes of it, coach. It's not about the game. It's not about the players.
It's about coach. We know you had a dollar or whatever on it. We know you.
Yeah,
also
we know you had a dollar. Got
he's
it.
Acting like he enjoyed it just for the pureness of sport.
He bet on it,
coach. We know you had a dollar on it.
It's about these announcers trying to pronounce every player's name. It's freaking hilarious.
Wait, so there's
coach.
American announcers?
Yeah, and
it's
they're
like
at
on
home.
The side screen.
And they're at home, coach, in their living rooms on video chat or whatever. And they're there like, all right, up to bat right now. It's Hun Chang Gang Dong. And last time he hit two singles, and he's got a 2.279 batting average. And that's almost as good as King Tan Tan Dong. And coach, it was hilarious.
They're just tripping his tongue.
I mean, it's honestly impressive how well they can pronounce their names.
I think it's cool.
It's amazing.
I think it's like I said, ESPN has to have something. They need something.
Yes.
But it's very creative of them to have the people at their house still announcing this game that's going on halfway around the world.
It's great. And I promise to you, coach, if they were like, all right, Lunchbox, I know this isn't what you normally do, but I need you to call a Korean baseball game, you would crap your pants. You would be like, I can't do it.
But they look so
names.
They look comfortable and relaxed.
They really do.
They're there and they look professional and they look good. And it's like, okay.
And this one's out of here. Home run.
Who did you watch?
Ding dong.
What teams were?
Coach, I don't know. I don't even know who they are.
How much of it did you watch?
About 10 minutes of it, and it was amazing.
Dude, but that's the thing. I couldn't have Korean baseball on at the crib. I mean, fiance would know I was betting. Like golf.
For some reason, it wasn't on the betting line. I don't know why.
I wonder if Bovada?
Yeah.
I got a question.
Coach, they always put those on the betting
line. Maybe it's a rerun or something.
Is it... That's what I was going to ask you. Are those games live?
Maybe not.
Yeah, they can't be, coach. What were you watching at 3 p.m? Hell no, it's not live.
Yeah, it was like noon.
Okay, exactly.
Well, what time
coach.
Is it there then?
All the nighttime, right?
Hold up right now.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It would be like 7 there or something.
That's
I
what
think.
That, so it could be live.
Maybe more.
No,
I don't know.
No. It's literally going to be opposite. So if you watched it at noon, it's in the middle of the night in Korea.
Okay, so it wasn't live.
Exactly, coach.
But it doesn't matter. I was watching. Well, I just happened to watch it, and I was impressed by these announcers. Also, too, I tricked my kids.
Oh, boy.
Hey, so I switch it on ESPN, and the esports are on, and they're playing Madden. It's the Oakland Raiders versus the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, that's awesome.
A coach. It looks, I haven't seen Madden, I guess. It looks so real. So I turn it on. I'm like, boys, football is back. Come on. And they start running from the other room and they sit down and they're like, oh, okay. It's the Raiders. Okay. Oh, it's the Titans. Awesome. Okay. And then my little one goes, are those real?
How long did you get them for though?
Coach, I got them for a good 3 minutes. 3 minutes. And then finally my junior goes, is that real? Coach, because they do look kind of real.
Dude, you know what the damn local radio station was doing? I was outside jacking around and my FM headphones only pick up one station. So I don't even know what they were replaying a Titans home football game.
Oh, really? No.
Was it the big ones?
And here they are, the handoff, Henry, 5 yards, and here comes Sandhill. Coach, they were calling. I mean, it was literally a rerun of a football game.
Coach, was it one of the playoff games or was it just like week 7?
They were playing the Chargers. I want to see how they did.
Oh no, the Chargers. That's one they stopped the Chargers like 4 times on the goal line. There was 2 penalties. Yes, I remember that game vividly. Because I had the Chargers.
Oh, we won 23-20.
Yeah.
Coach, spoiler alert, because they're going to run that thing again tonight.
You know what also they're doing here locally is they've been this is weird.
What, the TV?
They're on TV. They are replaying the Predators run to the Stanley Cup Finals. And so, I mean.
About 2 years ago?
Yeah, whenever that was. I don't even know what year it was. But my neighbors are like, oh, yeah, we got to hurry and get inside because it's game 6 tonight.
What?
Oh, and they're like, lose respect immediately.
And I'm looking at them. They're like, yeah, you know, when they went to the Stanley Cup, they're replaying it. It's kind of cool to relive the, you know, glory. And like if we miss the game, we get to watch it now. And I just think, you know what happens.
Yeah.
So why?
We all watch.
I'm not big on watching games that have already happened.
You don't like the when the NFL channel does like the greatest games of all time, whatever. I don't really ever watch it.
The one I did watch, maybe because I'm sports starved, I watched a little bit of was when USC and Texas was on ESPN a month ago.
Would you watch 10 minutes of it, though?
Maybe 10 minutes.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to sit down and watch. And
oh, Vince, go. Break to the outside. Like, oh, end zone.
Oh, was that a touchdown or not? Oh, I got to wait till after commercial
show
break.
Show us the pylon cam.
I'm not going to do my schedule around a game that's already been played, but they are actually. That's what their schedule is. They're like, oh, we got to go. The game starts. We got to get dinner ready, and we got to be ready for period one.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I'd have said that out loud on that one. It's kind of like when I'm watching my Sims. I obviously can't tell the fiance. Dude, it was bad because I was at a event this weekend, and I had a Sim on, and I was like, hey, do you guys got the Twitch on the TV? I'd like to pull up a Sim. And then as I was saying, I was like, that sounds like such a loser. I've got to hide this a little bit better. I'm like, you know what? Forget it. Never mind. I was just playing around. I'm just kidding around. You can't go to a party and watch a Sim.
Legit question. If you were Vegas and you're doing sim games, is it illegal to
illegal to fix it.
What? So it's literally just random?
It's literally just random.
Literally.
Literally.
I'm curious.
You can't just look at the lines and be like, all right, everyone's betting Raiders.
No, that's you can't do that. That's called fixing, and you get thrown in prison. That's called shaving points. It's whatever you want. I mean, there's
shaving points because it's a fake game.
Yeah, but you can't fix the outcome.
Yeah, and the reason I know they're not fixed, Coach, and this is just one example, there was a glitch. So if it was fixed and they had already pre-recorded or whatever, there wouldn't have been a glitch. But there was a glitch, and they paid out all winners, and if you lost the bet, you got your money back. So they literally lost thousands of dollars just so you can continue to trust Bovada and do the Sims. Like, why would there be a glitch if it was fixed?
But Bovada does the fixed Greyhound races.
Those are just
they're recorded. They're taped.
No, but those are the actual odds that they go off at. It's not like they make those odds up.
Because it's not even the real dog's names. They make up the names. It's Coco runs 500 times a day, Coach.
Listen, they ain't fixing, Coach, the $5 you're putting on dogs.
Yeah, I don't know what I don't do Bovada. I don't know.
I'm talking about just Bovada. I'm talking about just e-games in general, like these. Random sim games. They're simulations, meaning there's going to be a winner and there's a computer figuring this out. So you're obviously going to know who's winning and who's not.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, but they
it's
can't.
It's very strange.
They don't fix it. Like, it's illegal to fix it. So I don't know what and to coach, tell you. And but some it's of them not fixed.
It's capped. You can only bet 100 max. If something's capped, Then there's not enough money in it to fix it, Coach.
That's why it's capped.
Of course.
Got it. It's capped because they know who's going to win.
No, it's not. It's capped because they're like, this is stupid. We're not losing a lot or winning a lot. Just cap it. Da-da-da. Move on with our lives.
It's capped because they don't want to have a big, like someone, maybe this is what they're thinking. They don't want to have someone be able to hack in and fix it. Like someone that has $1 million on it could maybe if they're a computer nerd and they know how to, I don't know, but it's not fixed.
This
I know
seems
that.
Strange to me, but okay. I trust you guys.
Yes. Now I want to give you guys a movie recommendation. Okay.
McFarlane, USA.
No, Molly's,
Abby Does Dallas.
Eddie the Eagle.
Molly's Game. It's on Netflix, so it's free. Guys, it's about poker, and it is fantastic.
Is there a craps thrown in the mix or just poker?
Is this the one where they count cards?
No. That's 21.
That's called 21. Blackjack, Coach.
Yes, this is poker.
You can't count cards
and this
in
is all. Listen, yes, this is a true story.
Not like blackjack.
Guys, it's a true story, and it is. You're just going to be like, oh, like
my
from the,
God.
Oh, and, my Molly.
Oh, my Molly.
Is it called Molly?
Molly's Game.
Yeah.
Are they doing Molly?
The girl's name is Molly.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
They're not it's on a, Molly.
And because of it, I want to play poker. No. Now. Hey, Eddie, give me that ace and queen. You want to play betting?
Hey, there's a $100 game going on this week. You want in?
There, it's a true story. And Eddie, I'm telling you,
what?
Your wives, fiancés, everybody will be interested.
My I only wife, have a wife, Coach.
I'm talking about no Ray. Fiance. I'm talking
you
about
it
other
sound
people.
Like we're a bunch of polygamists, Coach.
Gosh, Coach.
Wives, fiancés, Eddie, girlfriends, mistresses, Eddie, hookers.
Eddie, you can get your wife, your fiancé, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whoever.
My wife...
I'm all inclusive.
Usually falls asleep when we watch a movie. She stayed up for the entire movie.
Oh, it's
like,
not just when you're watching a movie. You told us last time.
Coach, you put her to sleep, Coach. Be more exciting.
It's just you, Coach.
One time I was telling a story and she fell asleep.
She said, we're going to... So I jumped in the shower, got out. She was asleep.
That's called just being uninterested, Coach. That's not called being tired.
Yes. Well, usually in movies, she becomes uninterested and she falls asleep.
That might be me, dude. I check out of movies real quick. We watched some movie about Boy Scouts this weekend.
Boy Scouts?
On Netflix. It was one of the top ones on Netflix.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was I can't talk about it because it's kind of a gross topic.
What is it about Boy Scouts and what happens in
the
Boy Scouts?
Molestation.
Oh, my gosh. What? Why would you want to watch that? Like, don't.
Isn't that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
About all the stuff that went on, how they hired all, you know, they had all these scout leaders and supposedly now they're trying to sweep it under the rug by filing for bankruptcy. And
yeah, obviously, you know that stuff's
it
true.
It wasn't that one. This one was made up. It was like about a treehouse.
What is it called?
Hey, just type in he goes off on this. Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. They drug the kids.
The Last Boy Scout?
That might have been
The Last Boy Scout. That's a movie.
So old.
No, it's newer one.
Coach, you talking about the one with Damon Wayans?
Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse. Rent the Last Boy. What are you talking about?
Coach, look up Boy Scouts Netflix.
Netflix Boy Scouts is what I did.
All right.
And that's what I got.
Well, Coach, why are you trusting Ray? He fell asleep in the middle of it. Maybe it is the one you're talking about.
All right. I think I told you. There it is. It's called the Clove Hitch Killer.
Dang. Hey, is this the guy in Wichita that was a Boy Scout leader?
No, that's BTK.
Oh.
But why is it just now coming? This is the same kid. Oh, that is it.
Tell me, Coach.
I guess it's older.
Talk.
I guess it's older.
You are the best young lady that he has brought home to meet us.
Also the only one.
Dad.
Not tying exemplifies the strength of a troop or family.
His dad's acting like he's perfect.
How come Dad doesn't have to help with couponing?
Because your father has his own hobbies.
Dad has a really crazy hobby.
He kills?
He pretty much ties up women and documents.
A picture perfect family.
Really? Coach, hold on, Coach. And you and your chick wanted to watch this?
Coach, so I'm watching. I'm like, this is awesome. This is what life's all about. Boy Scouts. It's a great dad. Coach, smash cut the kids in the shed finding like catalogs of his dad women.
No way.
A family is torn apart after Tyler finds a cache of disturbing images in his father's possessions. He begins to suspect that the man he trusts most in the world may be responsible for the murder of 13 girls 10 years prior.
They set it up so perfect because the dad's like helping. Do you need some help lifting that stuff out of your car? Coach, he's at the grocery store helping ladies out, moving their stuff from their
car. Well,
cars.
That's what Ted Bundy
Tiger?
Did.
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
That's how it goes down. Yeah, it got 78% on Rotten Tomatoes, 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb.
Hey, Coach, what do you give it?
You know about that Clovis stuff, right?
10.
Everybody's like telling him it's his dad. And he's like, no, why? That wouldn't be my dad. I thought it was fine. Like I said, it's tough for me to watch a movie, but I believe this one was shorter. So it did pique my interest for long enough. I give it 4 Boy Scouts out of 5. It's very good. It moves along.
That's a strong
B. Yes, because it totally flips you. You're like, great family. This is what America's all about. Holy crap. She's got a ball gag.
I'm giving mine 4.5 poker chips out of 5. It's highly entertaining. Big cast, very action-packed from the beginning. You'll love it. I mean, people watch it, and I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy it.
Okay, and what was this Boy Scout thing that you watched?
I just saw a preview.
It wasn't the Clove Hitch Killer,
It wasn't the dad who did knots.
I don't know. It was a...
Coach, you watched like a documentary about Boy Scouts.
No, I didn't watch it. It was a preview. Didn't watch it. Like, it was like on something. I was watching something, and I don't know what it was. I don't know what...
Here we go. This is great when his dad's in the shed.
Talk to you. You know we're made in God's image. But men like you and me, we got thoughts.
I don't think he's talking.
Dang, that's when he turns. Dang. It's a great moment right there.
And so is it a secret or is it not? Like the mom knows?
Yeah, there's a mom. Don't ruin it. If people want to watch it, they might want to watch it.
I might want to watch this. Sounds good.
Yeah, what about Molly's Game?
I don't know.
I totally took the thunder.
I don't know. Maybe.
You like gambling, right?
Is that on Netflix, Molly's Game?
Yes.
We'll see.
I like gambling, but I hate poker.
No, you don't.
Love poker, guys, but I don't know about that movie.
You don't need to love poker to love the movie. That's what I'm saying.
True story?
True story.
I might still watch Wraith.
Yeah, see, I don't
Wraith,
even
is
know.
Yours true story?
No.
I don't think so. It's about a Boy Scout and his dad has a ball gag.
His dad has the ball gag?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How can you guys not get excited about a true...
Coach.
You guys like to gamble.
Love
That's
it.
All you talk about. And this movie is high limit, high stakes, big, Coach, big gamble.
I'll watch it, gambler.
Is it like... Remember Over the Top? Do you remember that movie?
With where you're arm wrestling.
Is it kind of like that?
No.
On poker?
No.
Oh.
Like, this is classy, real deal, like...
Classy.
Big shot.
Classy?
Oh, my gosh. Now,
there ain't nothing classy about gambling, boys.
Question. This weekend, we are on a walk, my family, and
my wife fell asleep again.
We're walking through the park, right?
I saw a crime committed.
Well, I did see a crime committed, and I didn't know what I should have done.
Is it the Boy Scouts?
The playground has caution tape wrapped all around it because you're not supposed to be playing on it.
That's
right?
A dead body.
Right.
So then,
according to my news story, but go ahead.
There's a family. It's a mom and dad and 3 kids. They just walk up and they just kind of move a little bit of the caution tape and they let the kids play on the play skate.
Yeah, I saw that the other day too.
So what do I do? Was I supposed to call the police? Should I say something? What?
I love it. This is a good question.
Like, what do you do? Because my kid sees that and was like, wants to play.
Yeah.
And I have to say, no, we can't play. And then I'm like,
that's hard, Coach. That's hard for you to tell your kid that they can't do what other kids are doing. That's tough.
Well, he's 1.5, so he doesn't really understand. He just sees kids playing, so he doesn't really understand what that means.
Coach, here's the thing. If you go up to the family, I don't know what you did exactly, but if you do go up to them, you damn well better have some good information behind you. You can't just say, hey, don't play on that. Why? It doesn't matter. It's only by touch that coronavirus is spread. The government says don't play on the toys.
I just touched it, and I have corona.
Hold on, you're breathing on me. You got corona, get out of the way. Coach, you got to go with amazing information. You got to say, by what I've read, the research from the New York Times and the Post, coronavirus can be spread via touch, and by touching equipment, you are putting your family in jeopardy, and your kids could die.
Nice.
Coach, you need to hammer them with some good info.
Do the die, though, like that. You can die.
In front of the kids, and the kids like start,
Daddy, I can die.
Daddy killed me.
Coach, then you totally kill. That is amazing. That's how you'd shut it down.
Coach, but if you don't do that, Coach, don't die. I know you and your personality. Coach, let them live their life.
No, you know he's going to approach it like a redneck.
Of course.
My kid can't play on it, but you can play on it.
Hey,
this is America.
You may not be smart, but can you read? That sign says do not enter.
Coach, you got to drop it.
So what do you do?
Nothing. I was at the park last week, saw the same thing, and I was like, look at those crazy people. They're ridiculous.
You know how Lunchbox addressed it.
Walk the other way.
Hey, here's how he did it. So you guys get to go on the equipment, but no.
Oh, so all of us have to stay home. Whoa. Self-quarantine. Be safe. Whoa. Not you. You get to enjoy the amenities of a playground. Whoa.
So the red, the yellow tape is just for you.
Whoa. So my son wants to ride the teeter-totter, but whoa, he can't, but you can.
My wife told me to leave it alone.
Thank goodness there's sense in your family.
Took it upon myself as we're walking by.
Oh, please no. Please
here
no.
Here we go.
Oh, I guess that caution tape's there for no reason.
Whoa!
I said, I guess it's roped off, but except for you guys. Cool, have a good day.
And what did they say?
They just ignored me. I kept on walking.
The guy flipped him the bird.
Of course. As soon as Lunch turned around, he's like,
hey. Yeah, Coach, he shields his kids, and he's like,
he throws the bird.
So just Lunch can see it. His kids didn't see that he did it.
Coach, what does that do for you? Like because it does nothing for them. They obviously don't give a crap.
I know, but it lets them know that I know they're breaking the rules and I feel better about myself for standing up for what's right in the world. And I feel better for standing up for my kid that wants to play on that
playground.
Coach,
he doesn't know the difference.
And it just bugs me that I follow the rules and I'm trying to get it back to normal so my kid can go play on that playground and they won't allow it.
Oh! So you get to play on the playground.
Dude, I wish you would have taken a little Snapchatty of that.
You should. You put that on your Instagram, dude.
No, I don't want to show them. I don't want to call them out. I don't want to get them
blur
in trouble.
Their faces.
Put it on you. Put the camera on you.
And then no one knows what I'm doing.
The camera's him running because he got scared. He got flustered.
Oh, crap. I was just joking.
The guy beats his ass.
Hey, and then after you. Okay, so hold on. So your wife says. Hey,
and his kids saw him yell that.
Lunchbox, leave it alone, whatever. And you're like, take it upon yourself. So you start yelling. What does your wife say after that?
Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to do that?
Ugh. Voice of reason.
That's it.
Gosh,
that's
man. It. You need to listen to your wife a little more.
If the kids saw their dad do that.
All right.
Well, that's the thing. Coach, that's the thing with kids. They watch what their parents do.
No,
and that's why we end up screwed up. This is what's going to happen. I mean, you know his kids are going to be just like him. Smash cut in 20 years. There goes baby Bob. Oh! Right.
You know how after when he did that, you know how tall Lunch walked after he did that?
Oh, I felt so good.
He probably went home and grabbed a beer. Hey, huh?
I felt so good. And I was sitting on the couch later that night. I was sitting on the couch later that night and I told my wife, I was like, remember when I yelled at those people at the playground?
Hey, did she want it?
And she was like,
it probably turned her on a little bit.
She goes, yeah, it was embarrassing. I was like, nah, they won't go back.
They won't go back because they never left.
Well, they left eventually.
Oh, after you told them?
No. Okay. I mean, they probably played a little bit longer, then they left. But they left. I mean, man.
Yeah, she brings that up. She's like, yeah, that was cool when you did that. But remember when they didn't listen to you and they continued to play on the jungle gym?
Hey, it is funny, though. Like, I'm serious. I saw a family do that the other day. I'm like, what? Like, what are they thinking?
Like, and then I'm saying, like, if the park police pulls in there, are the park police going to do anything? Will they?
Well, Coach, you saw that park ranger in Austin who got pushed in the lake.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty bad.
Not funny. I felt really bad for the dude because really don't do that. Like he's just trying to do his job. But if a park ranger tries to stand up for what's right, Coach, they're not armed. They have nothing. They just have a little hat that says park ranger on it, and they just get laughed at.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have. They're cops.
Park police?
Coach, I don't know about park police.
I don't know they're real.
Yeah, because they drive around in cop cars.
Oh, cop cars do patrol parks.
No. It says.
Park ranger,
park police,
dude. Park ranger.
I don't know.
Hey, have you guys ever been driving down the interstate or whatever, and then see a cop car behind you, and you slow down?
Yes!
Hey, it's speed limit 55, so you're like, let me be safe and go 54, right?
Yes!
Hey, and then finally, you're going slow enough for the cop to actually pass you, and it's a park ranger.
Or no.
Or it's one of the ghetto cars.
It's park police.
I thought
police.
You were gonna say it was. Aflac security or something. You know what I mean? Some stupid, like, oh, you got me.
Or it's a sheriff from like another state. You're like, well, he's never going to pull me over.
Do they have power? I'm going to say park police power.
There's one that drives here on Music Row. I think it's called Alliance Security.
There you go.
It looks like a damn cop car every time they pull by, and it's just this some little high school kid doing some crappy security job. And you're like, dude, are you kidding me? I thought I was about to get pulled over. It's you.
Hey, when I worked the news, I did a story on this security dude who worked for one of those companies. He was patrolling an apartment, and some dude was trying to break into one. So they got into a shooting, like exchanged gunfire. And the security dude killed the guy. And we interviewed him, and he was just like, man, I've been a security guard for like 15 years. Never have I ever like thought I would be in this situation in my life.
Stop it.
Yeah. It's crazy. So I guess some of them are armed.
But I will say some of these park rangers are a step above baton and a step below gun. I don't believe they're gifted with the guns on their shifts.
What if it's their own? They got a permit.
No, I'm telling you, a lot of them, they got a walkie-talkie. They got, that's about it.
The nightstick?
Yeah.
The United States Park Police is one of the few full-service police departments in the federal government that possesses both state and federal authority. So I guess they can arrest you. Like, the security guard, I mean, I remember in high school, we were at Taco Cabana.
Oh, I have one of these, too.
Taco Cabana late night, you know, like 3 a.m. And we're being a little rowdy, you know, it's 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. What do you expect? And this security guard comes up to us, and he's like, hey, I'm going to need you guys to keep it down.
He was drunk?
No.
Oh, and sound drunk.
He just talked drunk.
And Forrest looks at him and goes, what are you going to do, flashlight us? And he goes, and the guy's like, no, I'm going to ask you to leave. And he goes, what, with your flashlight? And we were just, I mean, poor dude is just trying to do his job. And
Paul Blart, dude.
A 17-year-old punk's just making fun of him because all he has is a flashlight and he can do nothing. Nothing whatsoever. But you go to Walgreens. I went to Walgreens the other day, and there's a full guy, a security guard with a pistol on his hip. And I'm like, this dude has a pistol on his hip? He looks like, you know, just like a 300-pound dude, just can't do anything, but he's got a gun.
Yeah, he doesn't need to run, coach. Just shoot your ass.
At Walgreens.
Whew. Dude, at Walmart, you know how they have that person that checks your groceries and your receipt when you check out? I don't know if you guys have been to a Walmart recently.
Yeah.
Dude, now with coronavirus, they don't mess around. They got a full-on cop with all the guns and everything standing right there. I'm like, that's how you stop people robbing Walmart. You put a cop right there at the exit.
Yeah. You got to pay for extra for that, though.
Probably.
When I was in college, I went to my buddy's apartment complex, and I knew I'd been there before, and there was a cop that lived in the same complex. I'd see his cop car there, whatever. Well, one day I'm picking up my buddy, and I'm parked right there, you know, in the parking lot and waiting for my buddy. And this dude pulls up, the cop behind me, and it looks like he's coming off his shift or whatever. And he's in his cop car, and he goes, whoop, whoop.
Oh.
And I put my hands up like, what? Whoop, 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 whoop. What? I yell at him like, what? Like, what are you? I'm waiting for my friend. Hey, you can't park there. Move. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere, dude. I'm waiting for my friend. I'm not blocking anyone. You can go around me right now. I said move.
Uh-oh.
Hey, dude. And this is the thing. When you're young, you don't give a crap about this stuff. I don't know why I wanted to stand up to this cop.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I don't need to move. He'll be out in 2 minutes. If you don't move right now, I will get out of my car and make you move.
Oh, make me.
I go.
You want to go?
I was like, let's see it.
Okay, coach, did you used to be some hard ass in your other life?
Hey, coach, I say let's. Yeah, before kids.
Okay.
Hey, let's see it. As soon as he's getting out of his car, I see his door open. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, oh, crap. He's coming. He's going to grab me by the neck. Nope. At that point, my buddy Dave walks out of his apartment, gets in my car, and goes, what's going on? Hey, I go, Dave, shut the door. We're leaving. And I just take off. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got into it with your neighbor. He's like, the cop? What? Like, why? He's being a jerk, dude, for no reason.
Dude, that is the worst if you have a neighbor cop.
In my mind, I was like, I'm not breaking any laws. Like, he's just pissed off. And he probably had a bad day at work or something.
Speaking of neighbor cops, one of the Bush sisters went to UT Austin.
Jenna.
Okay.
I don't know.
They lived in an apartment. Right.
Uh-huh.
And so, of course, they had Secret Service. Well, some idiot didn't, you know, of course, the guy doesn't know that Jenna Bush or Laura Bush lives in that apartment complex. So he's climbing up to break into some apartment.
Oh, and they were all there.
And well, Secret Service.
They live there. I was there.
Because they're watching her apartment 24/7, you know what I mean? So they always have people on duty. So this dude just thinks he's going to break in. He wasn't breaking into her apartment. It was just one in her building.
He was in the vicinity.
Yes, and busted.
Good That's deal. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Jenna Bush, she bummed a cigarette for me once at a concert.
Is she the one that's on the morning show?
Yeah.
One of them got busted with fake. This is what's crazy to me. Is they were the governor or president's daughter.
At that point, the governor.
And they're out using, like, they have Secret Service with them, and they were using fake IDs at Chewy's. How does that work? Does the Secret Service just sit back and let whatever?
I think they sit back and let them live their life unless they need to intervene.
So if they're breaking the law, they just let them do it?
They don't, I mean, yeah.
What if they want to hook up?
Then they have to sit there and watch.
Yeah, they have to sit there and...
Hey, honey, what you do today? Oh, my gosh. I had to watch
Jenna was with this dude, Bill. I mean,
started dating this Bill guy, and he was getting all handsy.
Yeah, and I just
What did you do? Nothing. I sat there and watched.
I mean, like, it's my daughter, but I got to just sit there and, I mean.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's just so interesting to me. I've always thought about that. If you have Secret Service and you're breaking the law, do they intervene?
I've always understood they just kind of lay back unless they need you. Or you need them, I mean.
Very interesting. All right. Well, happy Memorial Day.
We're done?
Yeah, we're out.
Got to go home now?
You don't have to. You don't got to. Hey, you ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here. What?
Yeah, and thank you, Tom Brady, man. You lost me a lot of money in football, but on the old golf course, you won me a lot of money, baby, because you suck so bad.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you, my man.
Man, get that guy a new pair of pants. Hey, his pants, Zion's shoe, I mean, they're all blown out.
Okay, coach. That was like 2 years ago.
Dude, it was the last sporting event. That's all you
I mean,
can
I
reference.
Feel like it was just yesterday because
he was in college when he played that.
He's only been in the NBA for 6 months.
That feels like 2 years.
Like,
okay, we gotta go.
All right, yeah, we'll just go. We gotta go. I think the NBA just needs to cancel this.
Write it down. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Cancel. All right, bye.
Come in tomorrow and do it. Goodbye. All right, bye.